This video.
Mm-hmm.
They had turned right up under the front there.
Okay.
And
the term ripple tree.
Yeah, the ripple tree. Let me see. Ripple tree. I sort of forget that. I heard it, but I can't think for the minute what a ripple tree is.
Okay.
I know what the horns are. But that go around the horse's neck, over his collar. Pulling part two with either the leather straps or chains.
Okay, what about the rim of the wheel?
It's called the rim of the wheel.
Yeah.
It's called a tire.
Okay.
A metal tire.
Have you ever heard a term for the inside wooden part of the wheel?
Well, you speak on those wooden spokes. Wheel spokes.
The thing that the spokes go to, you've got the spokes and then the wooden part.
Oh, yeah, well, that was the hub that the spokes came into.
Okay.
Came
on the other end, but the wooden part of the wheel that the iron went around on the
other side. Oh, yeah. Let's see, I don't know what that was called. The outer, I guess that it was called the outer part of the wheel.
You ever hear the term filling?
What?
Filling?
Filling, no.
Okay.
You just spoke of it as the outer rim of the wheel that the tire fastened onto and the spokes went into the wooden part.
Okay. If you're talking about transporting or moving wood or coal or something, or driving a truck, you would say you've been hauling?
Hauling, yeah.
Okay.
You've been hauling. Wood or coal.
Talking about the word drag, you might say today they are going to
drag
the stump
out of the field. Or
yesterday they
dragged.
Okay, and
we have drag. I believe it's drag.
Okay, the stump's out. Okay. How many different kinds of plows can you think of?
Oh, I can think of a turning plow, turning the saw,
okay.
And a double shovel, which we used to use to break it up and to work the ground between cornrows, we'll say. We used to use a double shovel, which was two small plows,
mm-hmm.
Spaced and one in front of the other. And that was we usually did that with one horse or one mule. And then there was a plow that we laid off a roll with. We want to fix the plant something. Let's see, turning plow, and then this plow was called for plowing out a roll. I've forgotten exactly what it was, but laying off a roll. That's
okay.
What we call it, a plow for laying off a roll.
Okay, what about an implement that after you plow, and then you have a bunch of clods in the field, you go out there with
a disc, or rather a harrow.
Okay.
Use a harrow on that.
An implement that carpenters use sometimes to put planks on to saw.
A horse.
Okay, and
a horse.
And if it's an implement that a farmer might have in his backyard to cut firewood on, whole logs and things.
A rick?
It's generally shaped like an axe. People call them ricks or sawbucks.
But rick is what is commonly used that I've always heard.
Okay, if you had a field that was all grown up with bushes and grass and everything, you would say that the field was full of brush
and weeds.
Okay.
Needed to be bush hog.
Okay. And if you were going to use a hairbrush and do something to your hair, what would you do to your hair?
Well, you'd be brushing your hair.
Okay. What about the thing that you put in a rifle or a pistol to shoot?
That'd be a cartridge.
A thing that kids get on a plank and go up and down at each end of it.
A seesaw.
Any other name?